Good afternoon, Aidan.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are things?
Good. Well, next Friday, Finn Harps open their account with that game against Cork City. It's been closed season, but as always, so much going on behind the scenes. And important for the club, both on and off the field, to get the season off to a good start. Hopefully, there'll be a good crowd there and a good outcome.
Yeah, definitely, Chris. I suppose you couldn't start with a tougher game. Cork won the cup last year, as we all know. Made some great signings during the close season. A lot of people's favourites for the league this year, especially after that big 3-0 win over Dundalk in the President's Cup. So a really top-class side, and I think everybody's really looking forward to the match. And if we can get the Donegal public to come out, get behind the team, and who knows if we can get a result there. You know, it's going to be a very tough game, but it's going to be very exciting all the same. And it's just fantastic to have the kind of level of, I suppose, player which we weren't used to in recent years coming to Finn Park. And it should be a fantastic occasion.
Now, three teams will be relegated at the end of this season. We had that some years back when they tinkered with the league format. They've done it again. But for 3 out of 12 to go down, one would feel it favours the bigger clubs. And I know Ollie Horgan and many others not happy. In the it's certainly going to be a very tough struggle. But that said, Harps defied the odds to get promoted. They defied the odds to stay up last season. And there'll be no doubt about the battling qualities that Ollie will instill in his players.
Well, look, let's be honest, Chris, it was always going to be tough when it was decided, confirmed that there was three teams. We were one of the clubs, I think we were the only club in the Northwest, actually voted against it. We felt that it wasn't good. We really couldn't see the arguments why it would be good for the league or good for the first division clubs. And but you know, the decision's made now. We have to respect that. We're going to get on with it. Look, another big situation in the league, which I haven't really read much about in the coverage, is that there's an unprecedented amount of investors and clubs, people who putting large amounts of money in, not just in the Premier Division. We've seen a situation recently where somebody's come to Waterford, and certainly, let me make it clear, we welcome, you know, people coming and back in the League of Ireland. It does put, I suppose, our manager in a little bit more difficult position than other clubs, but the success in the last couple of years has been, it's just been fantastic for everybody, volunteers, supporters, great for Donegal and the local economy and everything else. We can't offer Ollie the money that other teams are spending. We will once again be spending probably less than anybody else in the division. What we can do is offer Ollie a little bit of loyalty. At the start of last year, of course, we sat down, as you do, board members and manager, and we said, look, you know, if we keep the budget reasonably tight, we look back at the previous years we were in the Premier and we found this division difficult. What we did say was, look, what will happen is that, you know, we will go through difficult patches where it's difficult to put points on the table. But, you know, we were prepared for that. And you have to circle the wagons a wee bit and all believe in each other and keep backing each other. And, you know, we try and keep negativity out of the clubhouse. Inevitably, you know, you get supporters and what have you who are concerned approaching volunteers around the club. But we all stuck together, and that's really been the mantra in recent years. You know, we keep doing the right things and we stick together. And it served us well after getting promoted, of course, a couple of years back. And then last year, maybe our biggest ever achievement by staying up. But certainly it's going to be a huge, huge task, Chris. And nobody really gives us a chance. And I suppose in that kind of way, the pressures, you could argue, is off a little bit. We know the size of the task we're facing. But we've proven before where, as you say, we've proved people wrong. And our kind of mantra going into this season is unify and defy. That's the slogan going in. And we just want supporters just to be a little bit patient when we go through those patches. Keep backing the team. I don't think anybody doubts the effort, the commitment of our players. Absolutely fantastic. You know, a lot of these lads have jobs, whether they're playing against professionals who can put in the strength and conditioning work and get the rest during the week. But we surprised a lot of people last year. And hopefully it'll be the same again.
Now, many of the bookies of Harps odds-on favourite. Ollie said 2 years ago that it would be, you know, it was a great achievement to get promoted, as you've mentioned. It was an even greater achievement to stay up. So this will be an even greater achievement again with 3 out of 12 going down. A number of new signings in the team, the likes of Morrissey and Cantwell. And it's not easy to get players up to the Northwest, and you've touched on it. I mean, Harp's budget, probably only 20-25% of that of some of the bigger clubs, and that's always an obstacle. He's a smaller pool of potential players to get people from Dublin or Leinster, where there's numerous clubs that they can choose from. It's a constant battle, but I got Ollie confirmed today that Barry Malloy back on board, and you can't beat that for experience. A former Derry City captain, he came in and played a big role at the end of last season. Aidan, some big performances for him, and you'll need that sort of experience again.
I think so, Chris. Last year, of course, this year we're missing Keith Cowan, who had that terribly unfortunate injury, and Chris was tremendous for us last year. Kevin McHugh, obviously, Kevin is not going to be in the squad this year. He's retired, but he will still be on the club, as we all know, as under 15 manager. So it's vital that you have the Barry Malloys around the club. These fellas have been there, you know, they've been there, seen it, done it, and really influential around, you know, the dressing room, and a cam head and a good player. So the likes of Barry will be very, very important this year. And to be honest, I suppose, Chris, our recent success is built off the back of a certain mentality and a certain approach to the work that goes in, whether it be the strength and conditioning or the all the little bits that just make it a little bit more professional. And, you know, when you have players with the right mentality, and when the supporters see players that are very committed, that are very professional in what they do, that the supporters are happy to back that. And I think, you know, people are aware enough at this stage to know that, you know, the odds are stacked against us. But if everybody sticks together, if we keep doing the right things, then we're always in with a chance. And we're really looking forward to the season. We think that we're under no illusions about the size of the task ahead, but you know, we're looking forward to it at the same time. And it's at the Premier Division is such a massive step up from the First Division, and not just on the pitch but off the pitch as well. And we're an evolving club, of course. You know, it is a long term project. The recent success of the youth teams has been well documented, and we try and be professional in our approach to everything. So that's reaped dividends, and it is a long-term project. We're looking, as everybody knows, to move away from Finn Park eventually, which is a little bit of a drain on resources. A lot of the other clubs would have council-owned grounds or grounds owned by the local footballing authorities, like Galway and Cork. Their grounds owned by the local league. So, you know, we do have a long-term project, and it's going to take time. So we're asking people to, you know, stick with us, and we'll keep building for the future. And we've no doubt that the club can grow, and you know, you have to be ambitious in the long term. You know, we look to continue to attract an investment, and there's no reason why a club with our potential of support can't go on to become one of the biggest clubs in the country.
Now, there was a public meeting some weeks ago, and various ideas suggested, including things like setting up supporters club, and the stadium issue keeps cropping up. Is there anything more you can tell us at this stage? I mean, it's an ongoing project, to say the least, but fair to say that I think there's quite a few people who maybe have given up on it because it has dragged on and on and on. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, what I can say, Chris, is what we said at the meeting. We gave, after consultation with the stadium committee, and we said that we will take the project to its conclusion this year. And what I meant by that was that we will have a definite idea in 2017 about what is going to happen as regards the move across, and, you know, what will that entail and what kind of timelines will it entail. So, you know, we're just asking people again to bear with us on that. There is there has been progress in the background. There is meetings taking place with senior officials. So, as I said, we will honour that commitment we made publicly back in January, that we will have news about, you know, what will be the definite end game with the stadium project in the coming months.
Many people, maybe outside the club, wouldn't realise how the advances that have been made in recent years at underage level. There's the Finn Harps Academy. We've people like Trevor Scanlon, Declan Boyle, Joe Boyle, Kevin McHugh now going to be involved in the under-15s. There is a pipeline of young players coming through, and ultimately, with the new stadium being part of it, if the facilities are there, you know, the future could be bright if this all comes together.
Well, that's the plan we have in place. Certainly, Christian, you know, you've 250, 260 players from bottom up to who are associated with the club, and we have some great volunteers here, but we need, you know, we obviously always need more in terms of fundraising, and as you say, we need people to understand this is a long term project which has massive potential, not just for Finn Harps but for Donegal, and you know, there is some of the coaching structures we have at the club would be as good as anything in the country. So it is a bit long-term. And with the investors, as I said, going into other clubs, you know, clubs are out there signing kind of what would be considered marquee signings. But we have a long-term plan here. And, you know, it's as exciting as any other projects in the country. And the support base of St. Harps, the potential support base is huge. So we've got these exciting young players coming through. It's going to take time to bed them in, integrate them into the first team. We've made, I suppose, a couple of decisions recently, such as rejoining the Ulster Senior League, which is going to give these lads a little bit more experience with playing against adults, get them that bit more streetwise, I suppose, and adapting to on the pathway to senior football. So, yes, as you say, definitely a very exciting project there. And I think that the best way people can back is to come out to the games and get behind the team, stick with us through those wee patches where the results aren't going our way. We have a manager who's proved that, you know, he can do a lot with not a huge budget, you know, and he definitely deserves a lot of time and support for what he's given to the club. All he's been, I wonder, was there a county in the country he hasn't been in since the start of pre-season. So huge effort is going on behind the scenes, volunteers, everybody. We're not getting everything done that we want. It is tough, but we're certainly getting there, and there's certainly an exciting project here at Fun Park.
And many people wouldn't be aware of all the extra bills that you have to pay, everything from referees' expenses, the whole audit to do with getting the Premier Division license. You have to have illuminated exit signs. There's registration fees, affiliation fees. You have to pay fines when players get booked so many times, and red cards, and then there's insurance. The list goes on, and you know, it's not just about putting a team out on the field.
You need a team on the pitch, Chris, and I've learned that you need a team off the pitch. And as I've said, we've got fantastic volunteers. It's a relatively small team. The match programme, the shops here on the ground, both the merchandise shop and the shops that sell our famous ladies who do the tea and soups. You've got our Lotto committee. You've got people working on the marketing side. And then as regards, you know, the match nights, you've got your stewards and the likes of MyCab Security do a great job sorting us out. We counted it up, and there's about 500 people involved, actively involved in the running of the club, which is a huge number of people required. And I suppose a lot of people might see that from the outside. So it takes an awful lot of coordination, a lot of planning. But, you know, I suppose when you look at it in the end, a lot of it will come down to finances. But as I said, we can't compete as of yet to the level where we can go entirely professional, which you probably, you know, some people would say you need to be in the Premier Division. But season by season, we're making good, steady progress. And I think that if people continue to back the club, continue to back a very hard-working board and volunteers, we have the potential for a massive project here in Donegal.
And obviously you can't speak for the manager. He's hoping to bring in maybe a few more players. Good to see Barry Malloy signed up again. Have you heard any more in relation to Paddy McCourt? He played yesterday.
I thought you might ask that, because the whole world is asking me that. And an apologies to the many people who texted me. Situation is, Paddy played in the friendly, as you might know, Chris, yesterday against Cabin Teely. Ollie has a certain budget, like any manager, and you know, the player has to decide what's best for him, and the manager has to decide, you know, what's best for his team. And those discussions, from what I know, are ongoing. So I honestly can't say of yet. Chris, certainly he'll be very exciting signing, but there's no news on that as of yet, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but there are discussions ongoing, so it's not a dead duck at this stage. There's a possibility.
There's a possibility, and that's all I know. And then there's a possibility that it might not happen, which, you know, obviously can lead to a bit of disappointment. But we're very happy with some of the signings we've made. You know, you mentioned Danny Morrissey, who came up from Cork earlier in the season. It'll be a huge occasion for Danny on Friday night, playing against his old team, Kieran O'Connor, a real quality striker who has come on loan from Dundalk, a really exciting lad. Barry, who you mentioned. So Keelan McAleer, who was over in Scotland for a while. So there's a really good energy and mood about the players and a really good unity there. So we're really looking forward, and who knows what, you know, there's a couple more days to go. And we tend to let the manager get on with his work. And if the manager of a club like Finn Harps, he talks to literally hundreds of players during the pre-season. So we never get too carried away with speculation until something's signed, sealed, delivered. It's never a done deal.
And finally, Aidan, next Friday night, Cork City at home. The crowd can play their part as the proverbial 12th man. Last season, Derry City were there for the opener. A full house. Harps beat Derry. It would be wonderful to have another big crowd and to get off to a really positive start.
I think that you just can't also underestimate the role that the public and their supporters have to play in the club. We are a fan-owned club, as we all know. We're run by just volunteers and supporters. So if they can create an atmosphere, get behind the players, you know, you never know with the result we saw with Lincoln and Burnley yesterday, but, you know, on any one-off match, what can happen. And it's very exciting to be starting off against a big team like Cork. Chris, is going to be a tremendous match. And hopefully the tickets are out on sale now all across the county, Michael Murphy's shop and in the Ballard Theatre and all the usual outlets that can be seen on finharps.com. So, yeah, hopefully people will come along and get behind the team from the start, and who knows what might happen.